Welcome to this new episode of Refuge the Podcast. Today, Ramesh Saifi shares his story to Marc-André Veselovsky.
Hello, Ramesh.
Hello, Marc-André.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How about you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on our podcast. We're so happy to have you and for you to be able to share our story.
You're most welcome, and I'm also happy for being here with you.
That's great. That's great. So yeah, our listeners want to know, who are you, Ramesh? Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself to get started?
Sure. My name is Ramesh Saifi. I'm from Baghlan, Afghanistan. And it has been almost 3.5 years. I'm in Quebec, Canada. So first of all, I want to start my immigration story, and the immigration story that's the same as me and my family. Mm-hmm. For the first time, it started at 1996 in Baghlan province, Pulkhumri city. Mm-hmm. While the Taliban was attacking the whole city, and we had no choice to live in Pulkhumri in our domiciles. So finally, my parents and my family decided to leave the city, all our properties and goods. We left everything and we took a walk towards the mountains, since all the roads and all the borders were closed by the Taliban. So we took the walk and we crossed the mountains, and by mountains we went through the wilderness of deserts, and it took us around 4 to 5 days, 4 to 5 days with the thirst, with the anger,
oh my goodness,
with the fear from everything, from the Taliban, from animals, from everything. Mm-hmm.
You were fleeing with your parents at that time because you were very young, right?
Yeah, at that time I was just six years old kid. I was, for sure, I was with my parents and my siblings. And there was my parents, my three brothers, my two sisters, and my youngest brother was like a baby of 1 month. Mm-hmm. So we all took the wilderness and went through the village of my parents. Mm-hmm. My parents were living before there. So just for being safe from Taliban and to save our life.
Wow.
And finally, it took us 4 days to arrive to the village. And before arriving, my father left us to hide away somewhere. And after that, we lived around 6 months in the village, and we had no news from my father. So it was a really kind of really honest, really, really difficult situation for every one of us, every member of my family. And after 6 months, finally, we got a letter from my father. In the letter, we saw that my father sent the letter from Pakistan, from Karachi city of Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And he asked us to come to join him to Karachi. And he also showed us the way to how to come to Karachi. Mm-hmm. With the help of my uncles and the villagers, we finally decided to make a travel from that village to Karachi, Pakistan. Mm-hmm. It took around 1 month almost 1 month to that we arrived to Karachi.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's a long story that I tell all the all things that happened during the travel. So it's a long, very long story. Mm-hmm. Just I want to make it brief.
Okay.
So after 30 days, finally we got our father in Karachi, and where we were living there in a camp, in a refugee camp, around almost for 1 or 2 months. And they shifted, after that, they shifted us to kind of lodgement, a rental lodgement, mm-hmm. and we got the lodgement. During the time, we were really happy that we are safe now. Mm-hmm. And we were still, I'm thankful from the Pakistan side, all the problems that we had. I'm really thankful of the Pakistan nation who gave us the asylum beside them. Mm-hmm. And during that time, day by day, after weeks, months, when we were known by Pakistanis, by neighborhoods, so that we are Afghan refugees in their country, so they started discriminations, mm-hmm. abuses, even attacks from them. It was really, really hard situation for us. Mm-hmm. I was just a kid of 6 years old. Mm-hmm. So until my age that arrived to 10, I was facing the same situation.
Mm-hmm. So if we just go through the timeline here, 1996, you leave Bahlan province. And then many months later, you get to Pakistan to join your father in Karachi. So it's 1997-ish kind of when you're there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It took us around 7 months from 1996 to arrive in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And after that, day by day, my parents, my older brother were working with a very, very minimum wages just to feed us. Mm-hmm. That's all. We were not hoping any other thing, just to feed, just to get the food, the water, that's all. And finally, after so many years of all that problems, immigration, refugee experience, the situation in Afghanistan was a bit better. If I talk about, I'm talking about 2001, 2002,
okay.
And we got the news from Afghanistan that Afghanistan, there is no more Taliban in Afghanistan, so every refugees can come back to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So after years, when I was 13 or 14 years old, we all returned back to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. We were happy that we were in our country. Mm-hmm. After a month, when we started the school, we started to live in at the same house that we had before. In the neighborhoods, the thing that was very, very odd to us, our neighbors were saying, "Oh, poor refugees." Even in our country,
even in Afghanistan,
refugees. Yeah,
oh my
even
goodness.
In Afghanistan, we are called refugees, immigrants, and it was kind of funny and kind of really sad for us. Mm-hmm. Still, the Taliban were no more there, but the mentality, all the problems, they were still there in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. The mind, everything was totally different. It was kind of brainwashed for some people. Mm. So discrimination by the race, discrimination by the religion, mm-hmm. By the minority. Since our religion, our sect was they called us like Aga Khani. And it's generally like Shia Imam Ismaili. Okay. So everyone is calling Arakhanis, Azaras, and so many wars that was really abusive for us. So after living a while in Afghanistan, so it was still our country, our own. We were happy there, but with a problem, with so many problems. Again, all the problems restarted again, Taliban's, everything had started again. And then we planned to return back to Pakistan. And the second time, the second immigration was to Rawalpindi, Pakistan. It was like 2000, before like I can't really remember the exact year. It was like 2012 or 11. Then we we returned back to Rawalpindi, Pakistan. And after leaving, the same situation that we had in Karachi was the same in Rawalpindi. And finally, and there was a bright way for us, and that's one of my sisters came across Canada on 2011, I think.
Okay.
When we were there, they come across Canada, and finally, they find the SGRS service, and we made an application to apply for asylum to Canada.
Okay, well, your sister had already come to Canada, is that right?
Yeah, she was already in Canada, and I think she arrived in Canada at 2011 or 10, I'm not really sure.
And she was sponsored as well?
Yeah, okay. She's sponsored by the refugee service.
Wow, so she was able to come first, and then through that connection, she was then able to sponsor you. Or the refugee service, sorry. The refugee service was able to sponsor.
Just with refugee service, Canada. Just with refugee service, Canada.
Wow. So when did you actually come to Canada then? When did you arrive?
So after many years of application, after many years of waiting, finally we got our visas at 2017. And after months of waiting for a flight and medical things, we arrived to Canada at me with my wife. We arrived at the
2018.
Yeah, and after that, my brother as well, my big brother with his family, with his kids, and they arrived 1 week before us
At
the same region, at the same city. So we started to live here, and we were like in another world. It was totally different, like from the dark of night to the brightness of the day. It was it was like that. There was a difference like that.
Wow.
And day by day, we were facing people. I thought that Canada must be like all Canadians. When I came to the airport, so I have seen everyone from many kind of races. Wow, I said wow. I have seen Asiatic, I have seen white, I have seen black, I have seen Afghan, I have seen Indian, every nation. By that time, I said, wow, what a country. I would love that. And every day I faced the people, like people were Canadians, everyone who were here was still there, and they were welcoming us. They were really giving us the, you're welcome to our country. And that's a very, very, that was a very big dream for us. And nowadays I could say I'm a successful parent, I'm a successful husband, I'm a successful son, I'm a successful citizen in this country, in this city.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really proud of myself, and I'm really thankful of just with Refugee Service Canada and my families who supported me to be here in Canada, in Quebec.
Wow.
It was kind of a dream, not only for me, everyone, every Afghans, every immigrants, every people who live in problems in countries like Afghanistan.
That's amazing, Ramesh. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing. And your parents too, because I think they didn't come right away, right? But now they're in Canada as well, aren't they?
Yeah. And my parents, my two brothers, and my sister, they come right away after 2 years. Yeah, after 2 years of our immigration to Canada. So they came at 2020, at the April of 2000, at the March or April of 2020, while the COVID was starting to, it was the first day of the confinement.
That's right.
Yeah.
They arrived right at the confinement. So they got in before the door was shut for the refugees because of COVID-19 to Canada. That's amazing. So it must be something to be able to live all together in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, right? That's where you all are, in east of Montreal.
Together, it's a big dream for every one of us.
That's amazing. That's really something. What's your wish now? Now that you're here, now that you're saying you feel like you're a successful father, a successful son, a successful husband, what's your wish now for the rest of your life, for your family?
For sure, I want to do best for myself, for my family, for my environment, for my second country. So it has been always my dream, and I'm trying my best to serve everyone who needs help. And as I said before, before starting the conversation, beside everything, the most important thing that I got from Quebec, I do speak French. It's a big deal for me. So it's all like because of the Ministry of Immigration and the government of Quebec in Canada, and it's a big thing for us. And day by day, I'm trying to, time by time, I'm trying to make opportunities to try my best to help others, to be a good citizen in this country, and to be a part of those who help others, to be a part of those citizens who are being useful to their country. And that's my wish. And I'm sure that I will try to take it over.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ramesh. It was amazing to hear your story, to hear all the hardships that you went through, but to see, as you said, from going from darkness to light now that you're in Canada, to be able to live freely. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
It's my pleasure, and you're most welcome. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to present myself and my experience that we have experienced. And I wish peace for all the world, for all the people, and I wish for all people who are in problems like we have been. A time, a situation that they live in peace, like we live mm-hmm. right now in Canada. And I also do encourage myself, my family, everyone with beside me, and we do encourage to welcome others to come in our second country as the best place to live. It's, we found everything, the quality of life, everything.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ramesh. We wish you all the best for your future here in Canada and for your family.